Live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
I knew you'd like that one.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag. How are you? Welcome to Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
Halfway point of October, too.
Almost to Friday.
Well.
That's what I like.
Still missing Eddie Van Halen. Just gotta say, I've been thinking about it. It's just been on my mind. I don't know why.
Yeah, that was sad.
Playing a lot of Van Halen.
Sad, sad, sad.
Yep. 7:07 in the morning. Steve, Alex, and Kev. Steve's off today and tomorrow. Alex and Kev hanging out with you.
And what's this? Who's coming in the door? Who let him in here? What do we got going here?
Who let him
Mr. Leon Francis.
Oh, man.
Welcome.
What's up, man? Man, a lot's up. First off, let me properly, you know, wave at you guys. How you doing, comrades?
Apparently, we
live in a communist state now with all the craziness. Do have a bone to pick with Alex, though.
With me? What did I do?
Well, you did a Candyman reference this morning.
You set up a
Candyman preference with the snow. You said snow three times.
I know, right?
On air.
Yeah,
in North Dakota.
You know, I'm just trying to prepare people so they're not shocked.
you're donning your bison gear this morning, my brother. Looking good on the bison gear.
Oh, this green and gray.
Well, let's see. What do we got going on here? We got a lot happening on the show. Brian Cronk's going to be here about 7:35. And Leon's here. Are you going to hang out for a while? You're just stopping to say hi. Can you hang out?
I'm going to hang out, man.
Awesome.
I'm going to set this thing on fire.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I asked him if he could just come in and hang out with us. We have some fun. Steve's not here.
Yeah, and I was supposed to have jury duty, and thank God they canceled it. I was gonna go in with my Trump mask on down below my chin. That was the game plan.
Yeah.
You know, tell him, I work in the news, so I know everything, and I know all the cops in town, so hey.
Yeah. Disqualify me now.
Tell me goodbye now. Do I have to? Can you just question me first?
What's the case? He is so guilty.
Yes, I believe the cops are right all the time.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't fly on Southwest Airlines with a Trump mask on. Did you hear about the black guy that got kicked off plane?
No, tell us.
Ridiculous.
Tell us.
So he has a MAGA hat on and he has his Trump mask on. And I guess a couple of the black stewardess wanted him kicked off for just didn't like him because he's a black guy and he's a MAGA supporter. So here comes the pilot down the aisle telling the guy he's got to leave.
Get out.
And then, like, everyone around the guy is like, wait, what did he do wrong? And the pilot actually admits in the video that it is in part because of the MAGA hat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The guy didn't do anything else.
Get out.
So that's going to be expensive. They're going to pay some money for that.
You know, and that's discrimination.
It absolutely is.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. What's wrong with you?
What country are we living in?
I know, man. What's wrong with you people?
They're trying to cancel Ice Cube, the homie. The homie, man. NWA is now MAGA, MAGA, and they're calling him Uncle Tom.
That's Tucker crazy. Last night too was talking about some girl that made some conservative post on her school website.
Oh, that's gone. You can't do that.
And they confronted her. They took her down. They wanted to kick her out of school, you know, and all this stuff. And so she's got a lawyer now, and she's suing.
Yep.
Like, are you kidding me? And it wasn't even anything crazy right wing. It was just, you know, a basic conservative thought.
Yep.
I'm just going to say this.
So common sense.
I'm just going to say this. Living in bizarro world is exhausting.
Isn't it?
Oh, what? It hurts my brain.
I found out that saying the word preference is somehow. Webster changed. We are living in bizarro world.
It's exhausting.
Bizarro world.
Because of the Hawaiian senator with Maisie
Hiroshima, her name.
She's a piece of work.
She's not only a piece of work, she is the lowest IQ person in the chamber.
Oh,
and
it's unreal.
Hank Johnson is in there. Hank Johnson of the Guam is going to capsize if too many people get on one side of the island.
I know. How do these people get elected?
Who is... Who's voting for these people? We need to find them quarantine them. They are a virus on the body politic, man.
Well, here's the thing, though. They're raising so much money, but it must be from the Soros organization.
It is.
They're outraising the Republicans like 10-1. It's ridiculous.
Follow the money. Act blue.
But, that's one of them.
But I don't think it's going to help them out.
Nope.
I think people are smarter than, you know, watching these stupid ads on TV.
Yeah. Look at look at the size of the rallies. Joe Biden shows up. I'm running for Senate in the state of Milwaukee.
Right.
And seven people are there. Trump shows up. You got thousands. They, you feel the energy, man.
And they come from miles around and they stand in line for at least a day.
I'll wear my bison green and gray wherever he's at, man. I'm not going to fly Southwest Airlines, though.
The funniest thing was, you guys maybe saw this, when Biden was holding a deal in Phoenix, and the reporter's out on the street, and she says, well, the all the cars came in with the entourage of the Biden campaign, but other than that, really not much going on here. And I mean, she turns around and there's nothing there.
No.
There's no one outside.
Nobody
there's
cares.
No cars.
Mm-mm.
There's one, you see, like a sheriff's car parked at the venue, and the reporter's great. She's like, so you can see behind me, nothing really much going on here.
And the echo and cobwebs.
And, you know, you go to, I always go to, you know, ground level kind, you know, these polls and all the talk about this poll and Rasmussen's poll and this Quinnipiac poll and poll, ABC News, they have Fox News poll. I always go to just what I can go see.
Yep.
And one of them is just go to the social pages of these candidates and look at the number of likes they have. Trump's Twitter followers are 10 times what Biden's is.
Yeah.
His Facebook followers are more than 10 times. Last I checked, he may have gotten more. But you look at the signs. Like, count the signs. Around.
Oh, yeah.
And that's happening all over the country.
Think about the energy. The difference in the energy of the one candidate, Joe Biden, versus Donald Trump. MAGA, man. MAGA.
But people are lying to pollsters anyway. They've admitted it, and they outpoll Democrats anyway, so they hardly get any Republicans.
Yep.
So, you know, they're not going to get the right amount. I don't think they want to make us think that we're not going to win, so we might as well stay home.
They're crafting this false narrative. Like, in their heads, they want everyone you're watching right now on any media channel is probably liberal. And they want this patina of...
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You're right, though.
But they want patina of excitement for Joe Biden and Democrat policies. Nobody's buying that. It's wolf tickets, man. It's wolf tickets.
You know, and you talk about samples. And where do they sample?
Yep.
Who do they sample? Where, you know... That's all decided. And those, you know, they target those areas to get the responses they want.
I've never been contacted.
I never once. Have you ever?
I have, but I don't respond.
Right.
So, but you know, it's just going to backfire on them, because what's going to happen is the Democrats are thinking, oh, Biden's got this. He's up by 14. Yep. He's up by 20. I don't need to go vote. That's going to backfire.
Well, you know, I mean,
Joe was primarized in a campaign that's about negative attacks and the one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection.
We can only reelect
Donald Trump.
We can only reelect Donald Trump. Okay.
From Joe right there. Yep.
Is he going to even fill out the right name in the ballot? I mean, is Jill going to have to go in there and make the circle under Biden instead of Trump? I mean, what's going to happen with that?
You know
that?
What? It's laughable, dude, but it's just sad. It's gotten to the point now where I'm a comedian. I'm a satirist. I'd live to make fun of anybody and everybody.
Right.
But it's hard to make fun of him anymore. I mean, it's actually really easy.
Yeah.
But there's part of me that's
sad.
It's like making fun of someone's deteriorating grandparent. It's like,
at
some point it becomes not funny.
The saddest thing, though, no one in his family's protecting him. His wife isn't protecting him. There's no, his son isn't protecting
him. Well, his son is all cracked out. So.
Right.
it's elder abuse.
They're throwing him out there to the wolves.
Right. It's basically, you got the before shot of a guy on crack, which would be, you know, Donald Trump. And then you got the after guy. It's Joe Biden. It eats away at your brain, man. Crack kills. Don't do it, kids.
The crack is whack.
Crack is whack.
Well, that's the other big story that came out. We've got the SCOTUS hearings going on, and Amy Coney Barrett is absolutely brilliant. She is owning them. She's owning the position.
Classy lady.
She's ready for the position. She's going to get nominated, and she is going to get the position. There's no doubt about that. She's just class. She just is, you know.
John Kennedy. Oh, God, I love John Kennedy.
He's got some great little folksy one-liner things he does all the time.
He makes me homesick, man. Every time I hear that guy, I'm like, oh.
Did you see him in the hearings yesterday?
I did.
He was so good. Here's the part.
Judge, let's try to answer some of Senator Harris's accusations.
This is so good.
Are you a racist?
I am not a racist, Senator Kennedy.
Well, you're sure?
You're sure.
Right.
You're sure. You're sure. That was golden.
I got two black kids, so I'm
probably not.
Probably not.
Doesn't that make her an aunt Tom or a slave owner?
She has a heart of gold. You know, her two kids, that she got from, Haiti. They will probably have a life that they could not have anywhere else on the planet.
Of course.
They are going to be set. They look like brilliant kids, just well behaved. Try to get my kids to sit still for a couple hours.
It ain't happening. But look at what a great parent she is. If she can get all those kids to sit still and pay attention and do what they're told and not fidget.
Yep.
I mean,
Kevin, stop fidgeting.
My son physically could not fidget. I mean, he just had to. It was just the way he was made. But those kids are hers.
Well, and I saw a meme where it says she's so calm, cool, and collected. Well, of course she is. She's used to seven kids. She's used to answering stupid questions.
All I completely understand that.
All right, 18 past 7 o'clock. Steve, Alex, and Kev. Leon Francis sitting in with us this morning. Happy to have you here, bro.
Oh, glad to be here.
Go to the Weather Center. Jennifer Bachisky's got the flag forecast. It's just cold and a little windy, pretty much October-ish. What do we got to look forward to, buddy?
Well, looks like sunny skies today, breezy with a high getting up right around about the upper 40s, still about 10 degrees below average for this time of the year. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, overnight lows around about 28. Tomorrow, even slightly cooler, sunny skies, high 42 degrees, 44 here for your Saturday. We'll have a slight chance for snow in the morning, mixing with rain, then becoming all rain with cloudy sky conditions. Sunday, a slight chance for snow early, then mixing with rain, cloudy, high of 38 degrees, then 38 here for your Monday to start out the work week with mostly sunny skies.
Yep, that sounds like October to me.
Pretty much. All right. Yeah, it's what it is.
Thank you, Jen. We will check with you in just a bit. Yeah, boy, that's I'm looking into next week, too. Overnight lows pretty consistent to the end of the upper 20s.
There's no hope. It's over.
Hey, we're in it. All right, coming up on 719, checking the sports page. Another Bison senior running back is entering the, not another running back, but another Bison senior. Running back Adam Caulfield has entered the transfer portal. He graduates this semester, looking to transfer to a larger school in hopes of reaching the NFL. So it's the best decision for me to achieve my goals. And when it comes to eligibility, you know, you can still play and still get looks to go. But I always think about, I don't know why the Bison are getting as many looks on at a pro level as any team.
You see the scouts that were at the last game?
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They've got a great history.
He must feel he's got better options elsewhere. Last season, he had 167 carries, 813 yards, averaged 4.9 a carry. So. With him gone, now it'll be Seth Wilson. They'll lean on him. He's their junior running back to lead them this spring. What? UND is set to host a Frozen Four in Las Vegas. It is set for the Frozen Four in 2026. In 2024, it will be in St. Paul. UND will also host regionals at the Shields Arena in both 2023 and 25. So... don't know if you saw any of the Dodgers Braves game last night. The Braves just got pounded by the Dodgers. The Dodgers scored 11 runs.
Jeez.
Set a record. Yeah, went up 11-0, ended up beating them 15-3.
Good gravy.
The Dodgers bats on fire. Braves still have a 2-1 lead in the NLCS. First pitch of the game four is set as a late game tonight at 7:05. Early game will have the Astros and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Game five set for 4:05 in the early game tonight. Tampa leads 3-1 after Houston stayed alive and won yesterday 4-3. Jose Altuve had a homer and two RBIs there. Spud Boys Soccer remains undefeated. Last night beat Elk River 3-0. Section quarters, Spuds will host the section semis on Tuesday night. The girls, Spuds, not so much. They got shut down in the section quarters by Brainerd. Warriors beat them 1-0 in the playoff action last night. And one note on the NBA, we just the numbers were back in. About 7.5 average viewers for the 2020 NBA Finals, which was half. Half.
It's not good.
Half.
Get woke, go broke. That's my good. Message to
it's
Kobe.
About it.
Not Kobe, but what's his name?
Social warriors, social justice.
LeBron.
Get woke, go broke. That's beautiful. All right, that's the sports page. Take a quick break. Got to take a look at a couple of local headlines coming up here. And then Brian Crocker will do Money Talk just about 7:35 from Collins and Crocker. Will be sliding in it. It's a Need to Know Morning Show. Hang on a second.
This is the conservative voice of the Valley. You're listening to the Need to Know Morning Show.
Need to Know traffic powered by our friends at Vision Banks. Hey, rates are at an all-time low. And if you want to refinance your mortgage or do something like that,
yeah,
contact the mortgage team, Vision Bank. They will take care of you.
You can save some money that way. You really can.
Yeah, and say hi to Scout and Piper. They're the bank with the dogs, the black labs when you're there. It's just awesome. So let's see. All the everything moving at posted speeds looks like, and just looking out here, not too bad on I-29. The I-29, I-94 interchange all the way around has kind of been weird all
right,
summer
right.
with the lane.
They're finishing up, though, on that.
But they, the only other thing going on is the 10th Street North, the improvements going on 19th Avenue to 28th Avenue. Still just got down to one lane there on the north side. So other than that, everything looks like it's going pretty good.
Not too shabby.
So check your traffic, 7:24.
The sun's finally starting to come up here, too, a little bit.
I know.
Hate this dark mornings.
You it's get the horrible. Sad, the sad, the seasonal affective disorder starts to kind of settle in.
I don't just get sad, I get angry.
Yes, you do.
I've had it already.
I've known her for a while, Leon. She's not lying.
Angry. Yeah.
When I wake up in the morning and I feel that first chill and I know what's coming,
mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I have to go hang out with my buddy Conor McGregor.
Oh, there you go.
Yep, that's what I do. I hang out. Used to be Jack. It was
proper Jim number 12.
You know what I'm talking about. You see what I'm doing.
Yeah. I love his commercial where he says, "We're not here to take part. We're here to take over."
Oh, oh God.
You know what?
Awesome.
I saw a post you had with it, and I've been wanting to try some proper number 12.
So it looks good. I'll bring some in next time. Yeah. Next time I come, I'm bringing some in.
Is that a single barrel or is it a blend?
After 3-4 shots, it doesn't matter.
See, that's true. That's true.
Wow.
I'm kind of an adult beverage geek.
Yeah, you're one of those connoisseurs. You're not a pinky out drinker,
are
you?
No, I am not.
Good deal. You didn't strike me as that. I'm looking at one of Steve's little toys here. What is this? This Stream Deck thing.
Oh, that's different little clips of audio. Go ahead and play one of them.
How dare you?
Say that. You need to get some Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, believe me. The minds around here are working on what to put on that thing.
Absolutely. I see open spots right here, man.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about the Biden story.
Yep.
Dave Chappelle all day. with the whole crack thing. Oh, man. Crack is a hell of a drug.
It's called Stream Deck, I think. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's Stream Deck.
Yeah, it's like a little device where we can... And the way the way the studio's set up is I'm in a different room than Alex and Leon are this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And all the controls are in where I am as the engineer.
Kevin
of the thing.
Has the power.
Yeah, well, I just turn everything on and off. And then in where Leon's sitting is, like, there's monitors and stuff, but there's no real controls. So I have to turn that thing on and then, like, Steve or Scott or whoever's in here hosting can play, you know.
So and you're so the
we're gonna,
pilot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And we're
going
to, yeah. We're just, yeah. Yeah.
I guess. Engineer at your service.
Yeah, man, don't kick me out.
No, you're good. A couple of local headlines out in Grafton. They got the guy in a drive-by shooting arrested late yesterday without an incident. Good.
Crazy
good.
Stuff. Grafton gets some stuff now and then.
Juan Pablo Martinez. Looks like an upstanding young man.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
30 years old, being held in the Walsh County Jail. They say he and the victim knew each other. No information released on the victim, but... Mm-hmm.
You really don't want that kind of.
What's sad and what's scary is this happened right near the Grafton, right near the school in Grafton.
Jeez.
What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
So they did a shelter in place, which lifted, of course, after they determined there was no threat to the kids or the public. But
right.
Yeah. I mean, what? Come on, man. By the school, just stop.
And see, this is what I don't understand about the people that want to defund the police, and they get all wee-weed up over, George Floyd and everything.
I know.
Cops are actually protecting minority communities from animals like this. You think we want drive-by shootings and our kids not safe?
Right.
So we want people like George Floyd walking around? Absolutely not. Now, I'm not saying that he should have died by a speedball injection. I'm just saying that you got to take out the trash sometimes.
Well, look at Chicago, all the violence that happens there every day. And the police are scared to even go to these sections of town. They don't go there.
Yeah, if I was a racist cop, like if I was a white guy and I was racist, that's what I'd stay out of the black community.
Yeah.
Right. We need you guys in the community helping us out. So don't listen to those Black Lives Matter idiots. You keep doing what you're doing. People like me appreciate you. Trust me, we do.
Oh, there's for reference, our friend Leon here is an African American.
Wait, what?
Like that matters? I don't really care. Never have. I'm colorblind, so
you don't see color at the flag.
Conservative lives matter, man.
Exactly.
MAGA lives matter.
It's beyond my brain to think about a world without our law enforcement. To think about a world without our protectors.
Yeah.
It's beyond
Venezuela.
I mean, I think Mad Max more, you go into things like what? You know, anarchy rules?
What it would be. I mean, look at Chaz. Look what happened there.
They all ended up killing themselves.
Yeah, the drugs, the rape, the assaults, everything that goes on because authority, the structure isn't there. Ordered society, a cultured society, needs those structures, needs those protections in order to be a thriving society. Because if you don't have that, society devolves into chaos and anarchy.
Well, and none of us want to live in a society without rules and laws.
No.
It's not safe. I mean, I'm not going to own a business. I'm not going to feel safe in my home. What's the point?
Well, and I'm going to go to say this. Everything's kind of dying down now. Everything's kind of settled down, it seems, a bit.
Calm, I mean, Portland's
still got a little Portland going. You still got a little. But for the most part, I think the whole thing for the, if we look at all of the footage you see and all the Chaz business, and it's nowhere near any kind of majority in the country, first of all.
No.
It's but it gets all the coverage.
Well, look at the people moving out of these cities, though, because of it. They don't want to be there anymore.
But who would?
For a big part of, for me, I look at it, it's just reality TV.
Yeah.
It's like these bad actors putting on show for these, and everybody's got their phone up. Everybody's going for clicks and views.
I call it panic porn.
It's true.
I mean, that's what they want.
That's exactly what it is.
It's clickbaity, panic porn. Everything you see on TV, like if you're looking at right now, Good Morning America is on one screen. Some other idiots, MSNBC. That's crack right
there. Did you see the video of the two gals? They were black women who came up to a Hispanic birthday party, apparently, allegedly took the table and tipped the table over and was some young...
No, I didn't.
You should look at it.
I will.
It's completely set up.
Oh.
Yep. I've seen a lot of that.
Every Hispanic, and I have a lot of great friends who are Hispanic, they would have pounded the you-know-what out of these girls if they interrupted a two-year-old birthday party and started tipping tables over.
Yeah, you don't
over.
Do that.
Two girls at a party where there's... And the guys are just sitting there, and they're going, wow. Yep. And they're dimping the table over and throwing the food off the table, and I'm thinking, this is totally
That's
set up.
Stupid. Yeah. Why would
totally,
they do that?
It was totally set up.
What was the point of them doing that? It was
there because they didn't want them there.
Yeah.
Oh. They didn't want them there.
You can leave on your own. You can leave on your own. We're going to make you leave. You can leave on your own. You can't do that here. And all of a sudden, they start taking the table and pulling on the tablecloth, and this Hispanic family's just sitting. I'm thinking, man.
Yeah,
if my friend Luis Zabalas and his family was there... that's the last conscious thing they would have done that day.
Yep. That is crazy, man. No, I haven't seen that, but I will definitely.
My point is, you watch it, it's bad actors.
Yep.
It's just, you can tell it was said, hey, let's do this.
Yep.
I'll come over and we'll take the table. And by the time I saw it, it already had over 750,000 views on it.
Are you kidding me?
No. That's what I'm saying. All
that
of
is
this stuff,
insane.
All of this stuff is just reality TV for cell phones.
Yeah.
for smartphones.
I've seen that, too. I've seen that trend, though, and it's especially this year. You have a ton of that kind of stuff. People in, like, bus stations and
right.
Bikes break out.
All
and,
this stuff.
Yeah, on not so much airline. Well, actually, in the airline terminal, I've seen, like, spontaneous fights break out and things like that. And I think it is. It's clickbait.
And some of it's real.
Yep.
There's no question. But so much of it is like, oh, come on. Who would say? No one's going to say or do that.
We're sane, man.
Yeah.
We're sane. We're looking at this like, come on.
Come on, man.
But yeah, a crazy world.
Morning show. It's AM 1100, the flag, WZFG. We got to take a quick break. We're going to check the forecast coming up. Our man Brian Crocks is going to come in. We're talking about the wild roller coaster ride that is the stock market.
Yeah, it's gone nuts lately.
And you got any questions for Brian? You can roll them in at 701-271-1100. We'll be right back.
Like what you hear? Take the flag with you wherever you go. Download our WZFG mobile app today and never miss a minute.
In a world of unpredictable events,
970,000 customers that were impacted by this event,
and breaking developments.
A firefight goes on as we speak.
Absolutely horrific event.
We're on a collision course
from the chaos.
There's one beacon of stability that brings it all home.
Wherever you are, the Flag mobile app.
Everybody knows it, that's for sure.
Making your smartphone the epicenter of your information universe with AM 1100, the Flag.
That's where it all starts.
7:36 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Cloudy most of the day. The high 48 with a low of 28. And guess what? Windy again. Gusting up to 32 today. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 42. Friday's low 31. And we do have a 50% chance of snow. Yeah, I said it. Saturday, same deal. 50% chance of snow with a high of 44. Sunday, a 20% chance of rain and or snow with a high of 34. Right now, we are at 23, and the sun's finally coming up out there.
It is. It's a good-looking morning, although a little chilly.
Yeah.
But they had a
23. It's our chilliest morning yet.
Yeah. Well, and but the wind is down, so that's good.
But it's coming up.
Yeah. And the temp is going down. Boy, looking into next week, daytime highs low to mid-30s, overnight lows mid-20s, low 20s. So we're in it.
Yeah. What are we going to do?
I told my wife, I said, this is like last year. We had summer, and then like 2 weeks of fall, and it's winter. Like, and the same way that spring came in.
We had two weeks of spring, and summer shows up. We had a great fall.
We did.
So I can't complain at all yet.
Is it going to be a long winter, harsh winter?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Long, cold, snowy winter.
We'll find out.
I got to go, man. I got to go.
Into the morning show. Good morning. That was the number one song on this date. What year would you guys guess?
89.
92. 88. Red, red, wine. UB40. UB40, I'll be 41. Come on.
I could use some red wine about now.
I know, right? It's like your theme song.
It's almost Friday.
That's pretty much. All right, 7:38. It's 22 in front of 8 o'clock. Look who's here. Time for some money talk. Brian Crock is here, Collins and Crock, managing partner, all around good guy, money guy, our money guy. How you doing, buddy?
Fantastic.
Happy Thursday.
Is it going to be a bad winter? It's 2020. Of course it's going to be a bad winter.
Right?
Bad all the way around.
There you go.
If it can be as bad as it's ever been, it will be. Because it's 2020.
Absolutely.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great. I tell you what, we've got a market that is looking pretty good again. You know, we were going a little wishy-washy for a while there. We're heading into this election. That'll be done soon. Does that mean COVID's done too? I don't know, but I'm feeling good.
Why is it so reactionary day to day? Well, I mean, literally, you see these huge swings, 500 plus points in a day. Is that just because it's up so high?
No, I think you're starting to see that uncertainty creep in. So the market, we can deal with good news. We can deal with bad news. We just can't deal with no news. Whenever there's uncertainty, and you know, we're looking at an election that, you know, are we going to find out election night? Is it going to be that week? Is it going to be that month? And so I think the closer we get to the election, the more of that volatility you're going to see.
What about the Supreme Court hearings? Does that have something to do with this too? I mean, Amy is doing a great job.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, that certainly could play into it. I don't think anybody thinks she's not going to be nominated. But again, it's 2020. What can go wrong will. And you got Mitch McConnell, who doesn't look like he's really interested in having a vote anytime soon. And
yeah.
Everything is just kind of weird. And so I think everybody's guard is up. You know, as a money manager, you know, we're being much more cautious. We're holding our cards closer to the vest. We're taking profits where we can or where we need to, and holding a little bit more cash on the sidelines than we typically do.
Well, and you look at like the Dow, for example. I mean, even though it was down 165 yesterday, still closed at 28,514. Right. I mean, how long ago were we looking at the market to make it to 20,000? The market's going to crack 20,000. Now it's routinely 26, 25. You know, the low points are 25 now. 28,514. I mean, those numbers are awesome. I mean, yeah. I don't think there's a, even if it drops 500, it's still awesome.
Absolutely. Not only that, you know, what drives these stock prices higher is earnings. And I'm amazed. I just sat with a couple of clients yesterday. They drove in from Jamestown and they were saying, why is things looking so good in the market? And we start talking about the earnings. You know, according to them and according to what you see on television, we should be in a deep recession right now and everybody should be staying home with their shotguns behind the door. And you know, we're out there, we're buying RVs and boats and money is being spent. And I know it's challenging times for some people because, you know, they have to stay home or their jobs are on furlough or things like that.
Right.
But the majority of the people out there are still spending money. That's driving earnings. That drives these companies higher.
You know what I think it is? I think these Trump rallies, they're so positive and uplifting.
Yeah, there you go.
Seriously, that's it. You see these rallies and people are happy. They're having fun. They want the economy and life to move forward. And I think that's what gives everyone hope.
The world needs widgets.
Absolutely.
So Joe Biden said, was asked the other day, there's a poll out and it says basically that 51% of people think that they're doing better now than they were like 4 years ago. And he said, well, maybe they shouldn't vote for me. Do you think that, like, I look at the Democrats' message, it's all doom and gloom and they're like the stock market is in the tank. I mean, everything is horrible. But, you know, I talked to someone like you, and what do you feel like, you know, everything is about to implode or what?
You know, it is amazing. You know, to be an investor, you've got to be optimistic. You've got to believe in this country and believe in our future. I don't think there's any room for that kind of pessimism. And that 51% that you're referring, I hope they don't vote for him because, yeah, you're absolutely right. They're talking about pessimism. They're talking about all the negatives that are out there. Those of us who are innovators, investors, entrepreneurs, people who make this country go, we're thinking about what can be and trying to make things work in a positive way. So you're absolutely right.
Exactly.
So is the market healthy?
Right now, it's surprising. You know, we just went through a little correction. Most people missed it here just about 3 weeks ago, and we've come back. We are very healthy. We had a down day the other day, and if you'll watch what happened, we've had like six or seven up days in a row, and then we started to see some distribution in a down day, and our down days are coming on really negative, low volume, and that's another sign of a really healthy market. The technicals, the internal technicals look really good, and when I talk about technicals, Steve loves that, but that's just really looking at what's happening behind the scenes. The number of buyers versus the number of sellers is way up. The number of stocks above their 10-week moving average is also way up. The last time it was this high, we saw the market for the next 18 months continue to move higher.
Brian, we're talking to Brian Kronk, managing partner, Collins & Kronk, and collinsandkronk.com is the website. I keep reading about, and I'm on the very low end. In fact, I'm in the last couple of years of the baby boomers, okay? I'm right on the very back end of it. And I keep reading about, you know, 70% of baby boomers don't have enough for retirement, et cetera, et cetera. But so the big question that comes into a lot of people, and I'm sure we don't either. I mean, we're still working at it. But is the Social Security question. I mean, Do you think it will be gone? Do you think they say 2034 it'll be broke if they don't fix it? What do they have to do to fix it? Will it be broke? Will they raise the limits? I mean, where do you see Social Security in, let's say, in 12 years when I'm looking at ready to get out of the deal?
That's a key question. And, you know, we always talk on this program in the morning. It seems like we're usually focused on the market, but a right. huge part of what we do is in the planning side of it.
Right.
And that's where we work with our clients. We put in all the variables. We put in what they have in investments, but we also put in their social security, any pensions, things like that. And we look at those resources. We plan for social security still being there because we think it's one of those things that the Americans have come to rely upon. And so just to have it be gone is not really feasible. And so they'll figure out a way to fund it, even if it's going to slow down, even if it's at a lower pace or something like that. But we also play around with that in the plan and say,
right.
hey, what if social security was cut in half? Could you still survive? And so we show our clients that here's some interesting things about social security that people don't realize. So when social security came out, do you know what the retirement age was?
It was 62.
It was 65 still, but guess what life expectancy was at that time?
Yeah, 72 or something.
60.
60, oh. yeah. So yeah, right.
Do that
oh. math. Exactly.
They were going to promise right. anybody right. who lived beyond life expectancy.
They got a bonus.
They got to have some help. So then you do the math today and you say, well, now life expectancy, depending upon which table you look at, is late 80s, early 90s, and we're still letting them retire at 62, so or at 65. So when you think about that, before we really were right. only looking at those people who lived a little extra long. Now we're looking at Social Security having to pay out for, you know, 25, 30 years. Mm. And that's part of why it's broke.
Right.
We need to push that retirement age way back.
Right. Yeah, the P&L and the balance sheet don't quite line up right. on that. That didn't happen. Wow. Hey,
this guy's yeah. the E.F. Hutton of a
farmer. Oh, he's our man. He's our man. Collins and Kronk. And Brian spells his last name K-R-A-N-K. So it's Collins and K-R-A-N-K. Collins and Kronk.
Let me grab a card before you leave. I want to make some money.
Oh, yeah. Money. Yeah, that's what he does. And, of course, stop in and see him right downtown, 300 MP Avenue, Suite 108. Or give him a call, 235-0119, 701-235-0119. Very enlightening, my friend. The thing about Social Security, and when we're looking at that, I mean, we've got the 401s and our Roths and things that we're doing, but and we're not on track to be where we want to be. But the big variable for me is always, well, what's Social Security going to be?
Right?
Can we give you the number that it is today? And you know, is it going to be the same in 12, 15 years?
It's a very real concern.
That's one you want to call and get some info on. All right, my man, great to see you.
Hey, you too. Great to be here. You guys have a great day.
Have a Thanks, great week. Brian. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Kronk, Collins and Kronk, 746. It's 14 till 8. We'll take a quick break. Check the weather and the sports page coming up. Got to check in with Scotty. See what's, I know Bergam's on What's on Your Mind a little later.
That'll today. Be interesting with this How's COVID thing on? Now.
We'll check the market, like we said, is in the red. We'll check the broad picture there. And a check in the sports page on the way.
Just a click away from the latest news, audio, and video the flag has to offer. Just click AM1100theflag.com.
7:48 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Cloudy most of the day, going up to 48 for the high. That's it. Tonight's low, 28, and windy again, gusting up to 32 today. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 42. Friday's low, 31, with a 50% chance of snow there. Saturday, same deal, 50% chance of rain or snow with a high of 44. Sunday, 20% chance of rain and snow and 34 for the high is it on Sunday. Right now, we're at 23, so yeah, it's winter.
So October, you're saying, no, it's we're, fall.
Well, what?
Don't say the W word yet.
It's coming.
Take it easy there.
It's coming.
All right. Got to check the sports page brought to you by our friends at Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North. You go to PCCND.com. You can find out more. Need an egress window put in? Into your concrete wall of your home and in a nice well area for you to get out of there.
Oh, yeah. That'll oh, yeah. help you out. Add some value to your home. Do it if you don't have one.
You do not want to cut that concrete.
Not
you don't
yourself.
Want to even. You can do it. You can rent the thing and get the mass and the thing. And you don't want to do that.
No.
Speak from experience on this one.
It'll Half take an hour in, you're going to be yeah. like, yeah, I got to call somebody.
Yeah,
somebody. Call a guy.
It'll take way longer.
701-280-7038 is the number to call. 701-280-7038 or go to PCCND.com. All right. Well, if you're following the Road to the World Series yesterday, the Dodgers came alive, decided they were going to show up and play after the Braves beat them they were ahead 2-0. Showed up, scored 11 runs. In Whoa. A single inning, set a record in the postseason, ended up beating the Braves 15-3 last night. Just crushed them. So the Braves are still up 2-1. They will play game 4 tonight in the late game, 7:05. In the other game, the Astros are still alive. They one day longer Tampa Bay beat them last night. They beat Tampa Bay 4-3 last night. So Houston's still behind 3-1. And they could lose it tonight. The Rays lead the series, of course. First pitch on that one is 4:05 for game 5 tonight. Bison got a young man going into the trade portal, the transfer portal. Not really a trade in college. It's a transfer. Adam Cofield, who graduates this semester, looking to transfer to a larger school for his eligibility, hopes to reach the NFL. It's the best decision, he says, for me to achieve my goals. But I just don't know that. I mean, the Bison get all kinds of looks from the NFL.
Sure they do.
I mean, you're playing for the Bison. Got those kind of numbers. But who knows? Maybe he's going to try to get a play. And I would imagine that he can't play this year if he transfers. He has to wait a year. Usually you have to sit out. Mm. But with that departure, they'll now rely on junior running back Seth Wilson, who will lead the the backfield this spring. UND is set to host a Frozen Four in Vegas. It's set for the Frozen Four in 2026. How does UND host the Frozen Four in Las Vegas? Why wouldn't they host that in Grand Forks? I'm just asking for a friend. I don't care. In 2024, the Frozen Four will be in St. Paul. UND is also going to host regionals at Shields Arena in 2023 and 2025. And the only other note I got, Spud Soccer, boys soccer remain undefeated. They beat Elk River 3-0 last night in the section quarters. They'll play in the semifinals Tuesday night. And the Moorhead girls soccer team got shut down in the semi-quarters by Brainerd. Warriors shut them out 1-0. So, and there were 7.5 million average viewers for the 2020 NBA Finals, which was half of what they had last year.
Whoa.
You cannot pay LeBron James' salary on half.
You can't do viewership. That.
Go woke.
Just can't hack. Go broke.
Go broke.
There you go. Need to Know Morning Show. Look who's here. Timmer's here from Accent Kitchen and Bath. We'll talk remodels and design coming up.
The Need to Know Morning Show is on.
I love you. This is one of the best radio shows on radio.
Catch the flag online at am1100theflag.com.
Need to Know Morning Show. Valley traffic powered by our friends at I-29 Automotive Service and Towing. Everything moving at posted speeds. And I-29 is even moving good on the northbound lane there, so we got that going on.
Yeah, it looks like it's going pretty good right now.
All of the lane closures, other than North University, down to one lane, up at 20th Avenue, whatever, all of them are wrapping up.
Yep, construction should be wrapping up.
Construction's wrapping
pretty
up
pretty soon
around
here, because you know what's coming.
You're still dealing with a little here and there yields as opposed to merges on the I-29-I-84 interchange, so just be aware of that. I-29 Automotive Service and Towing is our sponsor for our traffic checks, I-29Tire.com. Get $75 back on a set of four select Goodyear tires right now. How about that?
That's a
good
deal.
You got rebates all over. The Cooper tires, they got up to $70 back in a full
set. And you want good tires for the winter, too. You need some traction.
Well, and just to balance, rotate, and they do full auto service. I mean, literally, anything you can think of for your service, too. So
get it all done at once.
Yep. I'm not comfortable with all this winter talk.
I know, right?
I want to go on record.
Plug your ears.
I mean, you're doing the Candyman thing, man.
I-29Tire.com or call them at 237-0435. Tim Liebels here, Accent Kitchen and Bath. Choose accent.com, talking remodels and some design stuff. I'm right in the middle of a little addition we're doing at home. How you been, buddy? Good to see you.
Really well, guys. How's life?
Life is great.
We're doing good. We hear you're a little busy now. New baby? Yeah. New baby at
New
home?
Baby.
Number three.
Do tell.
Number three.
Yeah, I had a baby last Monday. And you're awake. It's wiping time. And, I can sleepwalk to a crib. No
beautiful.
Problem.
Yep. Well done.
That's a lot of caffeine helps too, right?
Yeah. What are I'm seeing a lot of? I see a lot of people using, they want this rustic wood look, but they can't afford the barnwood stuff. So tile that looks like wood, it seems to be like really hot right now. People are doing kitchens and baths.
Well, I mean, wood visual is the dominant force on floor covering.
Yeah.
For sorts.
Yep.
So there's five different ways to produce a wood type of visual on a floor. One is sheeted vinyl.
Yep.
On a scale of 1 to 10 for durability, I give it between a 2 and a 5.
Okay.
There's some really not good stuff out there, and there's some excellent stuff. There's actual hardwood, which on a scale of 1 to 10 for durability, I'll give you like a 3 to a 3.5 out of 10 for durability in relation to like puppies and dogs. Like
yep.
10 to 15 pounds is what I'll warranty it. And then you got these luxury vinyl planks, which was the number one selling in this particular market for about 4 or 5 years. I get that between a 5.5 and a 6.5 out of 10. And that is the particular one that will offer you barnwood visuals like you're talking about at a fantastic value. Comes in
the vinyl, the waterproof ones. Yep.
Yeah, so like that 5.5 to 6.5 out of 10 for durability. If you relate that to how big your dog is, I'm comfortable with up to like a 50 pound dog, 45. Okay. Like you've got a skinny lab who's not, who's on a diet, that'll work. But then another company or another type of floor covering is that waterproof laminate, not builder grade, apartment grade, but waterproof laminates. They offer excellent, excellent restoration types of visuals. And those I give a 7 out of 10 for durability. And I mean, if you relate to dogs, like I'll go on a limb and say I could they can handle up to an 80, 90, 100-pound dog without showing much wear and tear whatsoever. So, but the luxury vinyl plank and laminates are the ways to get that barnwood visual.
Yeah. That's why you want accent well, because on your job.
You don't
right
think
there.
About it. The dogs with the scratching, of course that would be better. Or even the water. My guys, they go to their water dish and they've got a rug there, but you know, they have to run across the house with junk hanging from their beard. So I've got water spots all over the floor.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the builder grade, just so you guys know, means not good grade. It's just affordable right. and looks good enough to sell. And so builder grades, those aren't waterproof. So if you have a topical water situation for more than 30 minutes, it's not warrantied. And like some of these cores on laminates, for example, will, I don't want to say delaminate, but the cores will puff up because it's a type of a cardboard. So it just... You just got to be a little careful.
Well, that's what happens. You get a hold of Accent, you get on the calendar, you get Tim and the design team in, they come in. There's never any pressure to upsell it or anything like that. They're going to lay out all the different choices, all the durability options, all the, you know, and then you pick what works for you.
You know,
that's what I love about you guys.
You said the no pressure thing.
Yeah.
This is very politically incorrect, but I say it anyways. We have a policy at Accent. It's a anti-leg humping policy. You know, speaking of dogs, we're not like a dog will hump your leg. You know?
We do like that analogy, and we get it.
I love it. All right, man. Good to see you. Go to ChooseAccent.com. They are your A team to get things done.
Oh, boy.
We're on sale this month, baby. Yep. Come on in.
Tons of sales, sale prices going on.
And I'll walk you through it.
293-6000, 701-293-6000. I will use that for the rest of my life.
That's a great one. That is a good one.
Good to see you, man. That's Tim Liebel from Accent Kitchen and Bath. ChooseAccent.com. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to check in with Scott Hennon. I know Doug Burgum is going to be on with you today, brother. I know there's a lot going on with the COVID stuff in North Dakota, so that'll answer some questions, I would imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know that that a lot of people do have questions, and, you know, who better than the governor to answer them. So I think there's a fair amount of frustration on some folks of the restrictions changing and increasing, and again, they're guidelines. They aren't rules. On the other hand, there's talking to mayors of policing, masking, and some other things. So a lot on the table. Encourage you to call with your frustrations, call with your questions, and help us look for answers. Governor Berger will be on the program today. We'll also get the latest on the where's Hunter?
Yeah, he's in the basement with Joe. They're both hiding.
He's sleeping with a crack pipe hanging out.
Cowering.
From the Trump campaign. Stay tuned, folks. Yeah, I know. That's unbelievable. You can't make it up.
All right. What's on your mind?
On the way.
Coming up at 8:30.